What's happening, people? Welcome to the General Banter Podcast. First, a quick mention about our sponsors. Our old school OG sponsor, Manscaped.com, is still hanging in there with us, and especially coming up to this Christmas period, there's no better gift for a man in your life than the Manscaped package. Go to Manscaped.com, get yourself the care package, that's my suggestion, and you get the nice little travel bag, you get all the accoutrement. You get the Lawnmower 4.0. It's in there. And it looks like that. And, oh, that one's got life in it. Oh, yeah, that's right in your ears. It's just the world's leading device when it comes to shaving your downstairs. And, of course, it comes with everything else. It comes with the ball toner. It comes with the ball deodorant. It comes with the moisturizers. It's all in there, folks. You can even get an option for the cologne if you want to smell like a rich elderly gentleman. It also has a pair of boxers in there, very soft. You get those shiny baubles for Christmas and you dip them in to the ever so soft boxers. It's a great present. And if you listen to this podcast, you lucky devils, you're going to use the code GEMBANT1 and you're going to get 20% off your purchase. Not to be sniffed at. The price, I mean, your genitals can be sniffed at because there's enough product there to make them just brand new. Incredible. Manscaped.com. Use the code GEMBANT1 for 20% off. Get involved, man.
The General Banter Podcast with Cole and Jettis.
Right about you, baby. I want you to get yourself and your soul together. This man will make your liver quiver. This man will make your bladder splatter. Let's all welcome the world's godfather.
Colin Jettis.
It's Jettis, actually.
Jettis.
Jettis.
Jettis. Jettis. Jettis.
Fuck you. Hello, bastard. We are back. We're back again. Let's discuss the nature of time, Maureen. Because
okay.
I haven't put a podcast out in 2 weeks. But why does that feel like 9 years?
Right now. It's the times, isn't it?
Yeah. And not one of you has reached out and told me I hadn't put a podcast. None of you has complained. Everyone was like very understanding that you seem busy, Colin. And I was very busy. But here we are. It feels like 12 years since I've done a podcast.
If this was a few years ago, it wouldn't.
I'm just excited about my buttons again.
Yeah.
Will you fuck up too?
I will fuck up indeed. It seems like ages is, you know, the podcast is such a large part of my life that when I actually physically can't do it, you know, my life was so busy and successful there that I had to, so successful selling out everywhere that sometimes your life just gets to the place where you're like, oh my God, I'm too busy doing sold out shows that I can't even talk for an hour. Sometimes you have to choose rest over talking pure shite for an hour.
You were very busy.
I was very successful.
You were very busy.
Busy and successful.
I will vouch for that.
Very successful and busy times.
I've seen you probably about 2 days in the last, I'd say, pretty much month, and it's been
great. Are you gonna say
brilliant?
Great?
Yeah, it's been really good.
I bet.
I've had a really nice time. You've been busy, but I've really enjoyed the peace and quiet and just general less chaotic nature of our house. Has been wonderful.
I know,
but I have missed you.
You know, you missed a person being around. That's what you missed.
Yeah.
You didn't really miss me. That's what you said. Miss you, Colin. And then in the pillow, you whisper, "Just doing stuff for me tonight." You know.
What do you say?
It doesn't matter.
Oh, right.
It could be anything. Yeah. I miss you, Colin. Being around the house, I can't get too much to myself. You know, that's what you say. You whisper off camera when we're on the FaceTime. I miss you, Colin. Please come home and I'll go to sleep. You know. You miss the idea of me.
Yeah.
No, you don't. You're like, I don't miss the idea of you. I miss just the physical presence of you being around.
No, I did, because I think we do so, obviously, we're always together. We work together. We do everything together. We have a child together. Our whole life is together, together, together. Way more than most couples, I would say.
Yeah.
So it was strange, but then that's also a good thing, because then we have a small break to like do different things, but it's very odd. Also because I think normally in years gone by, I would have went with you on tours and stuff.
Yeah, true.
Whereas, obviously, we have a toddler now, so we can't. So it was just different. It was definitely different this year for
you
being busy.
And, you know, not It isn't, touring isn't glamorous at all.
No.
You might be in a cool place. You might be in, like, you might see it from the outside and go, fuck, I'd love a wee night in Edinburgh.
Yeah.
But in reality, you're like lugging your gear through a freezing cold street into a gig. I sold that gig very successful. But,
I know.
You know, and then trying to find a place that's still open that is going to give you food and then just go to bed.
I think it's because you did this tour. You planned it well, but it was also, it was easier and harder, I suppose. But because you were doing it like night after night.
Back to back to back, yeah. And I'll
tell
you something.
You were literally doing it and then travelling, doing it, travelling, doing it, travelling.
Scotland, England, big.
Yeah.
Scotland, England, big. You know, if you were in Ireland, you could be like, oh, I'm gigging here and then I'm gigging in Dublin. Nothing's really more than like a 2-hour, maybe like 4-hour drive to Galway or something is the most you're going to get. But we were, every move we made was like a 4-hour drive, for fuck's sake. Takes you so long to just even get out of an English city. 40 minutes to get out of Manchester.
Yeah.
Bloody hell, I ran out of fucking diesel. But we're back.
Pretty full on.
The run went, I basically had a regional tour and then I went to Galway and then we did the SSE show and then I went straight on a tour.
So SSE was Friday and you left for Edinburgh on Sunday morning.
Yeah.
Like you weren't even home a full day.
I'll give you the run. I'll give you the play-by-play of everything. Where did it start? Oh, yeah, we went to Galway.
Where did it all start?
That was my birthday, bro. I'm 36 right now.
The Raw.
36, man.
Why does that just sound more grown up?
36. And, you know, everyone else is, you know, 36. You know, everyone's, Mickey's probably 36. You know, everyone's old.
Morty? Mickey's 42.
Morty? Who's Morty?
I don't know. Morty?
Mick and Morty?
Megacho?
Morty Bartlett. Yeah, everyone's old, you know what I mean? But, 36, 35, you're kind of like, oh, it's, you know, whatever.
It's my birthday this week. I'll be 30.
It was your birthday as well.
3. It's not been yet.
I got you a little spa break to get away from this spa for a day. You can go and get rubbed up and, a facial or whatever they give you.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
And I rubbed up facial.
I'm near sure on the phone she said cold facial. I don't know what that is. Fish and ice.
Hopefully, yeah.
I said to her on the phone.
What did you book me? Where have you booked me?
I said.
Fish market?
Yeah. St. George's cold.
St. George's market.
Yeah. Well, come in there and you stick 2 wet clams in your eye. I said the girl on the phone, I was like, cold facial. Tell her to put her own feet on her face. Cold. Because the feet are cold. You know what I mean? Most nights. Freezing.
I'm not that bad now. I've done many things to help my circulation.
Yeah. You got that electric, it's a revelation, guys. You know, this is not a sponsor. But if you want to get yourself an electric hot water bottle.
It's good, isn't it?
Yeah. You know there'd be some horror story about it. Like, I fell asleep and it burst into flames.
No, it's not like going, it's not electric. It's electric to heat the water.
You charge it up and then you bring it in the bed. And
it's actually less dangerous than a regular hot water bottle because there's no risk of scalding.
No risk of scalding. Cost of living crisis. Don't need to close your doors and all.
It's good. I warm it up and put it in Eddie's bed before he gets into bed. What a prince. What a life.
Oh, he's living life.
I swear.
It was his birthday the other day.
Yeah.
And the house looks like Smith's toy shop.
I know.
And does he give a fuck? No. He's playing with a feather duster. Like he's Ken Dodd.
Yeah.
Running around tickling people. And they're like, do you want to play on this quad? Or do you play on this little... do you want to play with this Paddington thing? Do you want to play on this workbench? This little Bosch workbench? Begley got him. Shout out. Do you want to play on any of that? And he's like, no, let me live my life and sing Elton John.
Yeah.
And play with this feather duster.
He's a showman.
He's a show.
Everyone keeps saying to me because he really does love singing and performing, and everyone's like, oh, that's, you can tell where he got it from. You can tell he's going to take after his dad. I'm like, he enjoys performing way more than I've ever seen Colin enjoy performing. Eddie really likes performing, and everyone thinks it's after you, and you're like, but Colin doesn't sing or do anything like that.
His recurring nightmare is having singing. To do karaoke.
Yeah. Or anyone singing, as we know.
I would, if I had to do karaoke, take off my trousers and pants to distract from the embarrassment of the singing. Yeah.
Would that be your real, like, ultimate torture? Like, you have to sing right now?
Yeah, it'd be terrible.
How funny is that?
It'd be terrible. Because there's two types of people. You're either such a goof that you can just wing it and it's funny.
Yeah.
Or people go like, I couldn't possibly. Like, they fucking fully go into it. And then you have to sit there like... the whole song while they're like, this is what my granda was buried to. And then, they sing like Celine Dion for fucking 7 minutes or something.
Yeah,
they're,
I know.
They're either like really into it.
You've definitely passed that on to me now. What? I find it really awkward if people start singing.
Well, I'm a Celebrity was on last night and Mike Tindall was like rapping.
Yeah.
And I fucking, and you're out of pillow.
I know, and you were like doing work and it was just on in the background and you were like, oh, I could just see you it was
enough,
tensing up.
It was enough in the background for me to be like, oh, can't even watch it. Don't know what that is. Probably something to do with me.
Probably
some sort of issue with myself.
Anyway, you've been busy.
I've been very busy and successful. Well, ladies and gentlemen, can't get it. That's all I've been hearing for the... I hear him doing well. Please welcome to the stage, God. And I've just been hearing that every day for the last 3 weeks. You'll never guess who it is. Successful and beautiful Colin Geddes.
Did they say that? The introducer is the beautiful Colin Geddes?
No.
Here's the beautiful Colin.
No. I was doing, when we were supporting Kevin Hart, I would switch it up every night because I had to bring Shane on.
Yeah.
And I'd be like, the beautiful and talented. He'd just come out as non-binary, Shane Todd. Like, I was just making shit up every night. He's just transitioned. It's Shane Todd. It's funny. He's just got off parole. It's Shane Todd. Just making them up as I went along. Anyway, I've been very busy and successful. And that's the name of the podcast, Busy and Successful. As I look down at a doodle I've done of a penis jizzing in my own mouth. Yeah. Did we take them back? So yeah, I did my regional tour of hotel rooms, like I'm goddamn a country music star around here.
Yeah, that's the standard actually. Yeah,
pretty much. Like, I'm
the only other people selling those rooms out are
one. Yeah, like some fucking line dancer.
Yeah, right now.
You're either hitting the diff or telling dick jokes in them hotel rooms, and I was not hitting the diff.
You said they were good. Said they were really good.
Yeah, the vast majority of them were great. Some real surprises in there. Yeah. Nuri. Shout out to
Nuri. It's back on the list, isn't it?
I might shoot a special in Nuri. It was fucking incredible. Had a great time there. But it was very hectic because it was just every weekend and we had Lavery's on top of everything. Yeah. It was just like out.
Yeah.
Like, just, I don't know. I would love to add up how much diesel I've bought.
Don't.
No.
It's not a good idea.
Jesus Christ. Could have done the gumball rally up in this bitch.
So basically you did Galway.
I did
Lavery's.
I did Galway for two nights. Did a compilation show with the Roisin. That was the opening gala.
Oh,
which is
nice.
Great. It's usually full of like tourists and stuff.
Mm.
You know, so there's people from all parts of the world.
It's probably the first year in a while it's been like full.
Yeah,
on
full
again.
Full whack. Loads of comedians did a
nice
photo shoot with Dylan Moore, and not just me and him. There was a bunch of us. Photo shoots, man, awkward. You know, it's always just like, why don't you fucking, you know, jump up on top of that and straddle it and fucking swing your top around your head. And you're like, bro, take a photo. The gig's literally tonight.
Do you remember the time you were doing a photo thing for Cool FM and Aaron was there?
Yeah.
And they were like, Aaron, can you just walk back a bit? And he started walking, but he just kept walking. And then it was like, no, you can stop. We meant a few steps. And Aaron was like three buildings down.
The photo shoot was like outside the waterfront. And they were like, yeah, if you could just go over there a wee bit. And he started walking. He was nearly at the courts.
He just kept walking.
It was like
Aaron, no, you can stop now.
The guy is, I mean,
but that's a like a lovely sort of innocent brain where it's like a child where
it's
they
so
take everything literally.
Yeah,
walk
over there, and he's
okay.
Like, I'll just keep.
I know. You walk into your town, we just.
He's
stop.
In Lisburn, and they're like, that's enough. That's enough, bro.
It was great. It was.
And then I do remember the photo shoot I did with Jackie Fullerton years ago for LOL or whatever horse shit I was doing.
Oh yeah.
And he had to get me in a headlock, and I used to do this as material, but the guy was like, why don't you put your hand under Colin's chin there? And he goes, which chin? And I was like, Jackie, I'll kick your legs out, bro. You're too old to be slobbering. I'll just fold you in half.
You're literally taking it like a fight.
Yeah.
Taking it real serious.
I just fucking take him down. Take that, Jackie, you bastard. Anyway, did the photo shoot with man Dylan Moore, and I was like, man, Black Books mean so much to me. Me and my now wife used to watch that a lot when we were starting to go out, and it just really was the theme tune to just our what's the word, blossoming relationship. I didn't say any of that, didn't see him. He walked in and he's just like, hello, hello, hello. And then we're like, all right, take a photo. And then away we went.
Ah,
that's nice. But the, do you know what? Me and Dylan always have that.
Yeah.
That one moment where we just stood near each other in a park. Air Square in Galway, though. What a zoo. There's no better. I was standing there and just everything was going on. Guy actively selling drugs. You know, a load of tourists like sitting around, you know, taking photos like it's not weird. You know, like, oh, we're here on holiday, and there's people just going insane, doing them fucking balloons and all, you know, like fill up balloons, like that shit. And there was one
right there.
Yep. And then there was one homeless dude who was talking to some fella, and the guy was doing that, like, yeah, cool, man, cool. And then he went to walk away, and he's like, ah, John, I forgot to tell you. And the guy's like, yeah. He's like, I got a new wife. The homeless guy's like, I got a new wife. And he's like, oh, yeah, how's that going? And he's going, great and all. And he literally said something like, he goes, I gave the old one the old rock. I'll leave. But he did a very violent hand. And I was like, oh, this is mental. This is absolutely mental. And then I realized how much I look like a drug dealer sitting in the middle of that. Mm, you know, yeah, it was blacked out. I was all murdered out with the gear. Sitting with a flat white.
You've got the scary accent to them down there, sure, don't you?
Yeah, they're like, oh man, he's got those Belfast drugs.
Mm.
You know?
And you're like, I can barely drink coffee.
Yeah, I can barely deal with flat whites around here. But yeah, I did the photo shoot, did the compilation show that night. Very successful. And everyone was leaving. There's a lot of tourists, a lot of internationals. And as they were leaving, there's a big old hunched over old American guy. And he's like, that was absolutely hilarious. I laughed from start to finish. And I went, cheers, brawr. I was like, well, the reason for that is that I'm very busy and successful. Old American man, so don't you fucking forget it. Was it successful? And then the next night did my sold out show. It was my birthday day. Weird being away from your family on your birthday, even though it was 36 and doesn't really matter. I don't know, you feel odd.
Yeah.
But then sometimes for me that's better. Maybe you're like, you know, if you're away during a time where you'd normally be doing some sort of celebration, I'm sure, even if it was just, you know, tea and biscuits, you're just like, you know, let me just reflect for a little second.
Did you reflect?
No.
For 1 second? No.
No, what it was. Well,
you said the word reflect, and then you didn't actually reflect.
When I was driving home, I was like, you know, I was just by myself. I was like, this is a nice little moment, you know.
Huh.
I'm turning a page. I'm not really. I'm turning a corner because I'm fucking still on the road here during the morning. But I was just, you know, you just could drive yourself and just be like, take it all in, you know. I'm like, I've got sold out show tonight. I've got the SSC on Friday. New chapter. We move on to SSC.
Will you fuck up, dude?
That was also very busy and successful. So we decided to do something a little bit different for this SSC show. just my fifth one. Just the fifth show I've been doing.
Is
in
it?
There.
Bloody hell.
Yeah, done two together, did one big one. That sounds like five to me.
Well.
And we decided to do something a little bit different. It's a different time. It's historical. It's post-pandemic. This is a year of freedom that everybody's out, you know. And we're like, let's do something big and wild. And we decided to play the Blender Lost Tapes, which is a documentary that has been in my mind tank for probably 3 years now.
I know, I was just
four,
realizing
probably.
Some of the stuff that was shot. I was pregnant, quite early pregnancy actually.
Yeah,
which is nuts, isn't it?
Pre-child. Yeah, so that would have been like 2019. The idea at the time was to like shoot a documentary that was 10 years after the first Iron Fighter video, because you know, I started doing different things. I started doing stand-up, whatever. But it was like, I would like to just have a big old final send-off to that. And we started filming in 2019. And at the time, there was no real arc to the film, if you know what I mean. It was me just going, let's make a catch-up after 10 years and just think of as money, as many funny scenes as I can. And it would have been entertaining enough. But then, obviously, pandemic came around and couldn't really film it. So we had this batch of footage from 2019. And then it was always on my mind, like, let's finish this. But just everything gets in the way and you end up never doing it. But then the SSE give us an excuse to go, like, let's fucking play it there. Let's play it at the SSE. That's gonna be mega. Where else would you get it? Huh?
It was cool, wasn't it?
Where else would you get it? Harping back to the old screening days, when we used to go places and play like Am Fighter videos.
I know, we were just talking about that because you did Stiff Kitten years ago.
I know.
And it was like a screening of an Am Fighter, so it was kind of like
General Fiasco with her.
How fun though! I know, so it was kind of like ping level of like a. It was like one of those kind of fun old days of like, oh, let's do like a show where it's like you're coming to like a fun show.
It's an event, isn't it?
An event.
It's a big old event, and
so it was really fun.
But like, because the pandemic had been there and we had already had bits filmed, the idea, my idea then, what now the actual film had a real story to it.
Yeah.
So instead of just making a funny video with a load of silly scenes, the plot of it was, the sort of arc was, a documentary was started with a crew, and then the pandemic came around and Barry the Blender just left and went into isolation by himself, filmed a load of video diaries until he just ran out of batteries and power and communication, and remained in isolation for a number of months before the documentary team go and rescue him, and then, which they do, played by Mark McCartney, and then his life, like, after that, getting back to real life and everything.
Yeah, I think actually the timing worked better, didn't it?
It worked out better, you know what I mean? These things, you know, that's life, Maureen. Things will present themselves to you.
I know, because we weren't sure, like, when to do it.
When they're ready,
you know? I was like, what will be work? And no, we'll just leave it, and we'll see. And then it was like, oh, wait a second, this would be very cool.
So that's the cool story.
It was a lot more work, wasn't it? Like, to get it ready for the big show, but... like, we had so many chats, like, how could we make this a good show? And it was cool. Because it was like going to the cinema to see it. Like, I don't think, you know, like, obviously people hopefully see it on, like, laptops or phones or whatever. But it was like, how cool would it be to, like, make it big? Like, make the sound effects super loud. And
well, that's it.
It's all dark. And, like, how much more fun is it when you can see something in, like, a group? Like, how fun is that? Like,
because we played it at the actual arena. And Niall had to do a mix for like a big giant PA,
yeah.
And then he had to, and then I still hadn't got the film yet. People were like, show me it, and I was like, I don't even fucking have it, because he had to then change it. But it was very cool. I was talking to you earlier and I was saying, like, I was listening to this podcast and, like, I absolutely love it. I think it's fucking the best thing that's ever come out of the General Banter camp. And it was that Stephen Bartlett thing. He was talking about, like, authenticity and how comfortable you feel if you're being, like, your true authentic self.
Yeah.
Very,
up the raw.
But I like it that much, and I think it's done so well that I actually don't even care if anyone doesn't like it. Like, I know it's brilliant, if you know what I mean. And it looks so good, everything, that I'm just like...
But I think when you make something for yourself...
Yeah.
That's totally what you like. And you're not, like, doing it to what you think other people might like.
Yeah.
That is what authenticity is. Yeah, I think it usually ends up being better, doesn't it? I think when
probably.
Because in the past, like, you didn't really, you know, if you think of right back to the very start or whatever, because people always ask you this, like, but you genuinely were making those videos right at the start just for yourself, what you thought would be funny, never thinking of people seeing them, really. So I think it was you trying to do that again, be like, right, if I was just making this... how I'd like to make it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it was very good.
It's great.
It was amazing seeing it done to, like, because it obviously, it basically looks like a movie. Like, it's shot like a movie, which is very cool.
And it was literally the credits just say, written and directed by Colin Geddes, shot and edited by Niall Fagan.
Yeah.
And that's it, bro.
Yeah.
That's fucking it.
What more do you want?
What more do you want? What else do you need? Niall worked to death a week before the thing.
I know, it was so much. It was, because you know what? It was a gamble doing that, you know, because it's not really, you know, not as a stand-up comedy show. Like, people don't normally add anything to that, you know? They just go, come see the stand-up and that's about it. So it was a big load of extra work.
Your alternative would have been just someone
just
doing stand-up for a minute.
Extra stand-up, yeah.
But the fact that you were, like, screening a thing meant people were, like, in the arena at 8, and like, was, fucking here we go.
There was so many times where it was like, is this a good idea? Oh my God, like, maybe this is a really bad idea. And they're like, no, this is a great idea. Is it a good idea? Like, what will this seem like? How do we do it? And so much like like stress before it, but God, everyone loved it.
I was more nervous for playing that film, but like standing behind the curtain and just hear, like, I knew the big, like, I couldn't really hear it because the sound is like bouncing the other way,
yeah.
But I just roughly knew whereabouts in the film, like the bit with the I'll not give any of it away, but like the how to wipe your arse section, and there's a bit in that which is kind of gross,
yeah.
But I could just hear they're like, oh!
Yeah,
and then everyone laughing and screaming and everything, so you're like just getting reactions out of people, because I was thinking, you know, you watch anything like those Brunos and fucking Borat, and all, there's always some moment where you're just like,
you know,
for fuck's sake. So it was great, and then once again, well, first of all, thanks to everyone who came out, because it was one of the best crowds I've had. They were just like,
I've never seen,
heckles, no nothing.
Yeah, it was such a good, it's such a smooth show, but like I've so many, even to me, messages of like people enjoying it, which is like the best thing ever, isn't it? You know, being like, oh, I really enjoyed tonight, or this was really good, or everyone like different bits they liked, and some people were like, oh my God, like the DJ was class, and the show was class, and the video was class.
Shout out John Boy.
Yeah.
John Boy came up to me. It was like, if this was a movie, he'd be like, I know pre-show, you know, we've always played hip-hop and all, but he goes, see, like in the break and all, do you want just straight hip-hop or do you want like party? And I was like, party.
Let's go party. Yeah.
And people were in the aisles dancing, literally. Yeah. People fucking...
There's literally people dancing.
If you're those two guys that got tagged a million times,
send us a message.
Give us a shout out. They actually bought the merch that night and were wearing it and just in the fucking the aisles. Like,
when you're like planning a show, nothing is better than seeing people enjoy themselves.
Well, that's it, because you forget, you know, you get bogged down in all the technicalities and issues and stress and time and everything, and then you're like, hopefully you forget, you're like, hopefully people actually just had a whale of a time.
Yeah, at the end of the day, our mission is to give people joy. That's essentially it, isn't it? You want to be like,
delivering joy.
Thank you so much for coming and getting a ticket. Let us try and give you some happiness for a few hours. That's it. That's as simple as it gets. We're trying to just put on a nice time.
Just laugh till you broke. That's all I ask. Just laugh till you throw up. That's it. That's it.
So, yeah, I got lots of nice messages from people having a lovely time.
Well, that's good.
Which was great. But then you were straight away, basically home. We got home on Saturday morning.
Mm-hmm.
And then you left Sunday morning for Edinburgh and Glasgow and Manchester. So I haven't seen you then. So I was relaxing after the big show, and you're like, right, I'm away here to work.
even the next morning, like we weren't even going to stay in Belfast, and then we ended up staying in a hotel, and we got breakfast at the room and all, which is, you know, flex. It's a flex till your room smells like eggs, and you're roasting because it's a hotel room. But it was nice. It was a good breakfast.
It was good.
And then I was just, you know, you're just like, You've like packing to do. I was like up and dressed. I was like, right, come on, fuck.
I know. You're, let's like, just get the fuck out of here. Like, tomorrow.
I can't lie here and chill for fucking anymore. And then just straight away, straight on the UK leg of the tour. Also sold out. Very busy and successful. Yeah. Gigs were insane.
Did you enjoy your
gigs?
Show?
Were insane. Edinburgh was fucking nuts. I could have done anything. I could have done karaoke. They would have laughed. You know, it was like, it was
even fucking, you would have enjoyed karaoke.
It was
night.
Fucking, it was such a good gig.
Ah, class.
Glasgow, banging. Fucking.
I feel like we're talking about this as if we've never talked about this, but genuinely, we barely had time to sit down and talk to each other about it.
No.
Did you have a good time, Cole?
I did,
have a nice time?
I mean, what would have been an absolute
enjoy yourself?
Luxury would have been someone who was just like driving a van or something. That would have been great. But there was like a lot of just, loading stuff out, loading stuff back in, back and forth, and it was pretty hectic. But ultimately, great. Like, if you did that and the shows were half filled and crap, you'd have been like, oh God, this
but
is
at least
exhausting.
The shows were really good.
But the shows were brilliant.
Like. Oh, that's good. Oh, yeah, well, it totally makes it worth it, doesn't it?
It was great.
We did sort of try to plan the tour so that you were doing them back to back, like all the dates, which is very, you know, what's the word, efficient. But also, I think it was hard work, wasn't it, for you? Because, like, you're always like,
well, you're just on the road the whole time. England is massive.
We never really got speaking to each other for about a week there, because you would just be like doing the show, but then by the time you're finished, I was pretty much going to bed.
Yeah.
And the next day you're like, hello, and I'm like, hello, and then you're like, right, I'm away here. Like, I didn't get talking to you.
I know. And you're just in like gig mode as well. Yeah. You're just like, I need to fucking just go somewhere and get my head straight here. But no, it was great. Boat on the Way Over. Did we talk about that?
No.
Boat on the Way Over. Body Spotted in the Water. Darkness. Apparently someone leapt off, was pushed off, whatever.
Were you singing?
What?
Is that why they leapt off?
No. I might have just stood on one side of the boat and it
Did
rocked.
Did we ever look up what happened to them now?
I don't know. No, oh, I never Jesus. Followed up, which I feel terrible about. I mean, God rest them or good or fair play to them. I don't know. God. Someone jumped or leapt or fell or something into the water the night before, and I think they were still looking for them. And then when we were on the boat, which had only left for about 10 minutes, they went, the guy came on the tannoy like, ding dong. He's like, we're just turning around. There will be a slight delay. There has been a body spotted in the water, which I thought was a bit much. Do you know what I mean? It's a bit like a pilot. You know, like a pilot wouldn't be like, if you're wondering why we're turning around, it's because the wing is on fire and we're likely going to die, but just chill out. Like, probably no need to really let us know about a body in the water, bro. You know what I mean? Because obviously the whole sides of the boats then were like filled with people.
I don't know, because then you're sort of forgiven for anything if someone says there's a body in the water.
Yeah.
If they just went, we're turning around, everyone would be like, what the fuck? Yeah. If you went, there's a body, and they're like, oh, right,
okay, oh, fair enough,
fair enough, go ahead.
Maybe, yeah, they were going, it couldn't be like, we're just doing a U-turn here, and people were like, what the fuck's going on? And there'd be hundreds of people at the actual desk. Excuse me, what's going on? So they just got it out of the way. They're like, listen, before you start giving
us... didn't find anything,
before you start giving us any shit, there's a body in the water. I don't know. Suspected? I don't know. But anyway, the boat... No, absolutely. I joked about it in Edinburgh. I shouldn't have got arrested. I was like, a ferry is absolutely the worst vehicle to be in when you're trying to look for someone. Do you know what I mean? It literally took him half an hour to fucking do a donut in this thing. And then it gets around, they're like, oh, it's all right, there's another boat there. Oh, turn back.
It's so slow boat.
That's it, we're turning back. We're turning back.
Not efficient, no, yeah.
No,
yeah, that's Northern Ireland's rescue. A giant ferry.
Giant ferry.
We'll
who
be there
basically
in
just
two
did a
to
full,
3 hours.
A full 360, and then the wee lifeguard guy got there, and then they just headed on.
Maybe we should have looked up, is he okay, before we talked about this?
I know. I hope so. I hope it was.
Oh, God.
I hope it was happy. But with, I don't know. Just a strange event. Just a strange.
Yeah, that is.
A strange event. Yeah, scary.
That is scary.
I mean, in any scenario, jumped off, Jesus Christ. Fell off, Jesus Christ.
That's always the
thrown
fear,
off,
isn't it?
Jesus Christ. You know, like whatever.
Yeah.
Whatever made you end up in the water, grim. I hope they're okay. Or it was a false alarm or something. I don't know.
Oh, dear.
But, yeah, I was thinking, like, you know, surely a ferry has a little boat that drops off the side. Listen, I'm not complaining about being late. I'm just going, what's more effective? What's more effective for looking for a missing person? A ferry? A city on water? Or just fire someone out the side in a wee speedboat? You know what I mean?
But it's not a normal occurrence. Like, they don't
it's
really
not a normal
have
occurrence,
that, so.
Yeah. It probably doesn't happen that often, to be honest. You know, if I think. But then that's how the trip started anyway. And that just set off a series of events, which included us introducing Mark McCartney to Asian food. Yeah. Guys, let me jump in on the podcast here just to tell you about our amazing sponsor, the Calm app. This is just the world's leading app when it comes to all things calm, mindful, relaxed, meditated. It's got meditations in there. It's got soundscapes. It's got breathing exercises. It's got just nighttime stories read by celebrities, which are great if you want to put something on when you're falling to sleep instead of, you know, some sort of murder documentary on your chosen streaming device. No, get the Calm app on. Make yourself just calmer and more mindful. It's incredible. If you listen to this podcast and you go to calm.com/banter, you can get 40% off your subscription. Absolutely incredible deal. And the more I talk about it, the calmer I get. Calm.com/banter. And get 40% off that subscription. Change your life, man. Take a moment for yourself. Bring that heart rate down. Become more mindful. You know, see things, feel things that you didn't notice before. Calm.com/banter. Thank you. Now back to the podcast.
You heard about this?
which was like the guy, you know, where's he from? Fintna?
Something like that, yeah.
Middle of fucking Foxville. And, you know, the man lives on a diet of 4 p.m. deli goujons, which are essentially petrified at that point. He eats like goujon jerky and
dry. He says he does like dry things.
He does like dry. He does like dry.
Which is, the opposite of ramen.
It's the wettest.
It's literally the wettest.
Even
food.
For soup, it's wet.
Yeah. But it's even wetter than soup because it's pure water. Like,
yeah, it's great. And he literally, you know, we took him on a quest. A quest of taste. A journey of the tongue. Heard sentences like, fuck me, these gyozas are lethal. And then it was like he learned a new word. He would just be saying it for everything.
Do you like it though, Jiggy? Like, Jiggy's converted him?
Oh, for sure. You know, once you got one meal out of the way, he was talking about the next one. He's like, where are we eating in Manchester? You know, the guy was loving it. Just watching him use chopsticks and stuff was great. And he was getting good at it.
I mean, you do need people to introduce you to stuff though. You never, like, it's very hard to try things on your own.
Well, that's
what
he said. He goes, I need someone like
you
or McCann or something who, you know, someone like fat greedy cunt who's eating everything to tell him what to eat. But that was it. Where do we go? Edinburgh, we got pizza in Edinburgh just as a last minute thing, but it was very tasty.
Well, then.
You know when you get fancy pizza and it's got like prosciutto and fucking ricotta?
Oh, nice. I like
spaghettis. Did you see it? That sound like fucking
spaghettis.
What's her name? Spaghettis. Do you see that clip?
Yeah.
What's her name? Cardi B.
Yeah.
We in Milan, spaghettis. She's nuts, bro. But anyway, yeah, we have pizza. Manchester. Where did we go after that? Glasgow. Yeah, we went to the on Ashton Lane. We went to that little.
Oh, I love Ashton Lane.
That wee place. We had one. That was where we had our pint. We had one fucking pint the whole time. Because we had to wait on a table and we're like, we'll go have a pint here. And it only took cash. And I was like, I have £15 here. Can that get us 3 pints? And they're like, yes, it can. And I was like, well, thank fuck for that. 3 wee poor boys buying a wee pint each.
Aww.
It was great. And we had our 1 pint, which, as you know, 1 day pint absolutely sends you fucking demented.
Equals 3 night pints.
Oh my God. Well, we had a long drive, so it felt like I just drank a fucking half bottle of Jameson. I was just like, Jesus Christ. And that's when we got the gyozas. And he was like, what are they called? Gozies? Gozies? Fucking gozies? Jesus Christ. And then obviously you eat one, like a pork one. You're like, sure, it's not far off like a wet sausage roll anyway. Yeah. So he was loving it, you know. And then we had the spicy ramen. That was pretty hot. Pretty spicy for the lips.
Ramen's a tough one. Even I'm not like a huge ramen fan. I mean, I like it, but like it's not my favourite texture of food, dude.
What's your favourite texture of food to be ramen in your ramen? Mike?
No, well, I like I prefer like a curry than like a soup. Do you know what I mean?
Okay.
If we're talking Asian food,
I think it's just you know, a real foodie like me is just into the taste, the umami is hanging out of it.
Yeah, true.
You know,
it's real good for you. You know,
the old bone
brothy kind of things. Like,
of course
good.
It is. Yeah, and
good
I mean,
for your blood.
There's nothing like drinking a pint, like 2 pints of hot stock. Just to flush out them pipe ends. But we had loads of fucking, we had loads of Asian stuff.
Separate rooms?
The bit, yeah.
Oh, that's right.
We had, where did we eat that? Oh, it was Liverpool. There was like some market. And I, do you know what? I put up a photo of it. And some guy was like, oh, good luck tomorrow. You know, eating out of there, you'll fucking shit your. There was a place, what was it called? And do you know what? Not very politically correct, but the name of the place was Mongkok. Mong cock. And I might name the podcast that if I don't name it Busy and Successful. But I'll just write
Busy and Successful Mong cock.
I write Mong cock, which sounds like something you'd suffer from if you've had too many beers.
Jesus Christ, Colin.
What? Be like, oh God. Stick it under me. Sorry, love, can't.
Why?
Wild oats of the Mong cock. But
stop it. Right, where else did you
I'm
go
not
then?
Being funny. It was the tastiest thing. I sent a picture to you and you're like, oh, what did you say? Oh,
bowl of catsick.
You look like a bowl of catsick. It was fucking catsick was the other restaurant beside it, but it was the tastiest thing I've ever had. Beef brisket noodle soup. Oh, beef on beef on beef. It's great.
What else did you have?
We had spring rolls. We had pork dumplings.
Lovely.
What else did we have on our trip? Where else did we eat somewhere? We tried to go to a Vietnamese place in Manchester, but they just wouldn't let us in.
Wouldn't let you in?
Yeah, it was too packed, and it was close to the gig. And
I was like, why? What did you do?
I was like, we dressed as Vietnamese people. And
oh, right, yeah. You really shouldn't do that anymore.
We went Viet Face, and they wouldn't let us in. We just sat in the comedy club that night, and then took McCartney for his first ever kebab then.
What, he's never had a kebab?
Yeah, so we went and got like a kebab, you know, on chips. Or maybe his was in the bread, I can't remember. But he was just like, fuck me, sir. There's me eating the chips at a deli that have fallen down the side of the bombery. I've been living off the crusty gravy ring that sticks around the gravy.
It's a whole world he hasn't experienced yet,
just,
you know?
He'll have a cooking show next. He'll be fucking McCartney Bourdain over here.
Yeah,
you know, probably not kill himself, but you know what I mean? He'd be like fucking, well, you know, Parish Unknown, fucking Cambodia style. He's over there having lemongrass blood soup. Fuck me, boys. If you don't look at it, stay at me. But it was an awakening for him.
That's lovely.
Connor Keyes opened, opened also at Manchester because his daughter goes to uni there, which is mental. Isn't that crazy?
That he has a daughter.
There's a daughter that's like a fucking full adult.
Full grown up.
Crazy time. But I was amazingly successful, man. I had a great time. I had a great time the whole time. Fantastic.
I'm glad, Colin.
Met some of your extended family there at the Manchester gig and
I'd
all.
I'd say the most of Manchester gig was just my family.
Yeah, one of your, what did that be, like great aunties or something?
Sort of like
second removed auntie, call of a cousin.
Second cousin.
Yeah, she came in the back, she was half pissed and pulled me out. She was like, come on out, sure, and see everybody. And then I went out and had to take photos with everybody that was in the crowd, which was also great.
No, that's actually a good excuse. I know, she said after, she was like, yeah, maybe that was a bad idea, because then there was just like a queue of like 100 people. She's like, oops, maybe.
I know, because you always feel a bit rude, because you're like, I can't tell all these people to fuck off, and then I also have, and I'm there to have a chat with them type thing, and they're just sitting there for half an hour while I'm like cheesing it up. But it was great.
That's good, I know.
It was great.
I know, normally I'd like, you know, would normally get to go to gigs with you. Obviously now we have responsibilities, I can't. But yeah, sounded really fun. Sounded like a good time. Busy though, we've been so busy, but you're home now and...
Home now. We got things in the pipeline. 12
so
pods
many
of Christmas. I've got one last show in London on the 3rd of December.
Yeah. That's true.
Which I haven't mentioned at all year, and I think it's over half sold. So get on that, and we'll get Leicester Square Theatre sold out.
I'd like to go to that one, you know. I'd like to go to one.
Oh, fair weather.
Oh yeah.
Wife over here.
Oh yeah.
Where are you going, Manchester? Where are we going? London. Fantastic.
I'm there. Yeah.
And you'll come in and be like, I've just been doing a wee bit of research on where we can stay. You know, we're staying like the fucking. What's that one called? The Mandarin Oriental? Or what the fuck is it called? What's that one that's like fucking 12-star hotel? It's only £3,500 a night, but they do give you tea and coffee for making facilities.
I'm all about the tea and coffee.
We're
going to
be in it for 3.5 hours, but it's £3,500. No, I book accommodation completely on proximity.
I know, you just book close to place.
Which means very varied places to stay.
Yeah.
You know... Shout out to our boy Deli hooking us up with the fucking Airbnb in Edinburgh, which was very handy. The next night, booked the Hilton because it was across the road from the gig. Next night, Travelodge because it was next to the gig. Now, are you asking me, did the room smell like boke when I walked in? Yes. Was one side of the bed all wet like they hoovered up the boke? Yes.
Horrific.
Many times did I stand in it? Several. And I put a fucking tile down on it to just remind myself, like, don't walk in that area. And I stood on the tile in my shoes, thank fuck, and it something seeped through the tile, which was kind of yellow. And I was like, now I hope it's book. You know what I mean? Sometimes you're like,
was it on the floor or the bed? Both.
It was on the floor.
Ugh.
Like the room had been cleaned and everything, but it looked like they just were like, oh, someone boked and tried to cover it up or something. The room stank. The room stank of death.
Oh, horrible.
But it was several footsteps from the gig, which is why I booked.
So you're
it.
Like, oh well.
And then the next night, Liverpool, it was quite close to the gig too, but it was nice. It was a nice place. And they give us a little card. They were like, welcome to the hotel and hope you enjoy your show with hot water.
Oh, that's nice.
And I was like, which one of you nosy fucking bastards is fucking, who's this? Who's fucking doing all this? Mind your own fucking business. That's what I was saying to him.
That's so you, like, trying to, like, sell tickets to a show, but who the fuck knows I'm here?
And then this is the other issue. You know, you book three rooms, and they're just like, that's your room, that's your room, that's your room.
Yeah.
And you don't know what room you're getting, obviously. Yeah. And McCarney's was booked after, maybe? Yeah. And he sends a photo from in the bath, and he goes, oh, lads, chilling out or something. And I was like, you got a bath?
Oh, he got the best one?
I didn't even have a fucking bath. And I was like, I didn't get a bath either. And he's fucking sitting there like, like all fucking chilling out, no?
Yeah, because he was booked afterwards. So he probably got like...
the fucking suite.
They're probably like, this is the last room we have, so we're going to have to give him the good one.
For fuck's sake, bro. He's all chilling. Yeah. He's all fucking chilling. So other than
that... But sure, you're taking him out to the big city, weren't you?
That was good, you know what I mean? He had to wash the fucking the ramen out of his chin, out of his beard. So all in all, very successful, came home, couldn't chill out at all, straight down to Jim Gaffigan, straight into Eddie's birthday, no rest for the fucking wicked. He's three, he's got everything.
When you're at Lavery's this week?
And Lavery's, I'm headlining a Lavery's. Thought about filming it, probably not enough time, but I'll go headline.
Spoiler alert, we will be doing that. So.
What?
Recording a special.
Well, obviously, like, you know, you gotta do it somewhere. I mean, I don't even know if I can do it in Belfast. It's like fucking. Who hasn't seen me? Who hasn't seen me at this point?
Me.
You know, oh yeah.
I've barely seen your show.
That'd be good.
I'll come.
That'd be a good idea for a special. Just you.
Just me.
In a long hall in one chair. Echoing. Boo! That was funny at the SSE when we got to like preview the film on the big screen.
Yeah, for anyone who's there.
And it's just a load of texts and all. They don't give a shit about anything.
Oh, they were laughing hard stuff.
Oh, were they?
Oh,
I couldn't hear them. But once it was over, there was no noise at all. And I just went in the full empty arena.
No, I was sitting right beside them. They were all pissing themselves.
Oh, that's good.
Oh, aye.
That's good. Oh, aye. I'm not sure where else you get up.
Lovely.
Went to see Jim Gaffigan as well. How many comedians have we seen this year? Loads of big comedians, man. Louis?
Oh,
Kevin Hart?
Yeah, yep.
You joking me?
Actually, right enough, yeah.
Tom Segura's coming?
Mm-hmm.
Fucking down to see Jim Gaffigan?
Belfast is exploding with comedy now. It's fantastic.
It's squirting comedy all over the place.
Absolutely fantastic.
If you're thinking of getting into comedy, guys, do it 5 years ago and be good already.
Already have been doing it, for sure. But, I mean, Lavery's, it's absolutely nuts at the minute.
It's nuts.
Every show is selling out, and we can see waiting lists now for tickets.
There isn't enough comedians.
And we could probably put on another night just by the amount we get on waiting lists. It's absolutely crazy. Absolutely crazy.
It's wild.
It's absolutely wild. There's still a few tickets left for Wednesday. Because
like, literally, there needs to be another 20 headlining comedians.
Oh, wow. It's
Where are we
crazy.
Getting them? People going up on stage with fucking, you know, disguises on. There's like Pat McDonald with a fucking ginger beard. Just taped to his face. You know what I mean? It's crazy.
No, we'll have lots of fun people come to Lavery's, actually. Lots of fun people. Keep your eyes peeled.
Peel your eyes. How much time have we got
guys.
Around here?
I don't know.
10 more minutes.
What time of the day is it?
We got responsibilities. You got children around here. And fucking us. Speaking of children, I listened to that podcast with your guy, Gabor Mate.
Yeah. Your mate.
And he was talking about childhood trauma and all. And you're just like, man, how do you even raise a child?
It's quite terrifying, isn't it?
Here's what he said. He goes, trauma is any time where there's an absence of, like, love or care. So you don't have to be kicking the shit out of these motherfuckers. No. You know, it can literally be like, oh, and he was saying, like, children are narcissistic. They think the whole world is about them. So, like, if they do something, you have to be like, fucking fair play, mate. Instead of just being like, it's only a kid doing a stupid thing.
Yeah. But they also take everything literally. So if you say... Yeah.
Walk over there.
But if you go, no, that wasn't very good that you did that. Even just that plain sentence, they'll go, oh, I didn't do something properly, so I'm not very good at things.
Mm-hmm.
They just take it as absolute fact. It's really quite scary.
Or like, that's
but
bad.
But at the same time,
go,
as
I'm
parents,
a bad child.
Yeah. As parents, there's still an onus on you to slightly, I don't like the word discipline, but you have to like teach your child right from wrong and dangerous from safe. You know, like there's still things you have to go like, okay, please. You know, do not wrap that cord around your neck.
Yeah.
Don't do that. I do have to tell them that. But yeah, it's quite scary to be like, please don't be terrified. But it's whenever people do things like, they're like, oh no, don't pick up your kids, or like, don't let them, don't sleep beside them, or don't let them in your bed because you'll never have a night's sleep yourself. And you're like, but they don't know any different to the world.
Yeah.
Like, I found with Eddie anyway, like, the more we do for him and, like, you know, just try and keep him happy, loved, sleep beside him, whatever he wants, he's way better.
Drugs, chocolate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, he really is, though.
Like, the other day, whenever I actually came home, I got home. Oh, that was the other thing. Got home to Belfast about 8, went to Lavery's for their chicken wings. Yeah.
You got the boat to Dublin, drove to Belfast.
Holyhead, Dublin, drove to Belfast, went to Lavery's, drove home. So got home very late. And then the next morning, you'd got up and went and slept beside him when he woke up. And then he came in the morning and he literally, like, you know, if you talk about, like, humans being just wee animals, like,
yeah,
he just fucking lay on top of me in bed and he was awake and he just didn't move. He wasn't like, daddy, or fucking jumping around or excited. He was just lying on me, just like completely motionless. He's like,
he went back to like,
and his wee hand was just moving a wee bit like that on my fuzz, on my chest.
I think because he's no concept of time, so I think he was sort of going, he didn't realize that you were away until you got back, sort of thing.
Yeah,
because I always kept saying, like, oh, daddy's in England and blah blah blah. But then it wasn't until you got back, he was like, oh, you're back.
I haven't seen you in ages.
Yeah, he probably realized that he hadn't seen you.
It's very sweet. He just turned into like a wee baby again, like a wee small baby. He's just lying there, like,
it was so cute.
Just kind of like, oh god.
Yeah, I know, but it is scary.
I must feel great.
Oh yeah, you're very.
Oh, it's like a
heated sofa.
Thank you.
Which is something I'd love to have, but which I do. Which is you?
Are you sure? Yeah, but anytime I'm beside your bed, you're like, move away. You're so warm.
You are, but it's good at the start of the night when it's freezing.
You're on the other side of the bed, like a fish at a fish market, freezing and wet.
So roasting, which is great. Cold night. Great.
I'm a radiating guy.
I have to get you to just like roll back and forward in the
radiant
bed.
That was the word. I'm a radiator guy.
A radiator guy.
I'm glowing, I'm hot, I'm successful and busy.
You warm the bed up, which is great, but then too warm, go away. So and that's our
that would have been my that would have been my job back in the day.
Yeah,
where's the bed warmer? Fetch the ogre. And I come in,
you come in naked
and I lie in it for 10 minutes till it's boiling, and then they do a quick hoover to get away the debris.
Yeah.
And then they get in and be like, warm tonight.
It smells weird though.
Smells beef. Smells like ramen.
Smells like soupy broth.
I smell great all the time.
Now, are you going to talk about this video that is in my face right now and I can see it and you haven't
acknowledged it yet?
Yeah.
Okay.
What is this? Is this a screensaver? Is this your new screensaver?
It's not a screensaver now.
Change it.
It's off TikTok. I just thought I would save it. The girl is, for educational purposes, she has a fleshlight vagina. It's funny the way, you know, people just call that a pocket pussy.
Okay.
But fleshlight have done the Hoover thing where you go, and the Manscaped thing and everything. They're like, that's a fleshlight. This one has pubes, which is miraculous. But then also, she has some very aggressive looking fake blood all over it. And we'll see what she's chatting about. Just cue the video.
You enjoy receiving oral sex during your period?
Yes.
Your partner perhaps doesn't enjoy the taste of blood. You can try one of these. It's called a dental dam, and it is essentially a little silicone sheet that can be placed over the entire vulva and held in place like so, and then you can receive oral sex over that. It's still going to feel amazing, but there's not going to be any blood coming through. So it's the perfect win-win for all.
Win-win!
The perfect win-win for all? What?
Is it a win-win for all?
Who likes the taste of blood?
Nobody.
He said, if you don't like the taste of blood. Yeah. As if, like, if you're one of the
if you're one of them weirdos that don't like eating period blood, you can use this dental dam. Which always mentioned when in sex educational purposes. Oh, you can use a condom. You can use this. You can use a dental dam. And only recently when I went to the actual fucking dentist that I'm now going to get my fucking teeth realigned, the welcome, you know, the fucking, oh, you know that dentist? Your dad better be a fucking, you know, tech genius from San Francisco, dentist on the Lisburn Road.
Arabian Prince.
Yeah, are you a Shining fucking services? Oil baron from fucking Saudi Arabia, dentist on Lisburn Road? You're welcome. Welcome to our facility. Looks like fucking Men in Black, like some sort of Area 51. Fucking off Lisburn Road. They use a dental dam in my mouth when he fucked it. No, he, no, you forget that's actually what it's for. It's for like
actual dentals.
I couldn't see what was going on, but I imagine he just like squeezes it around one tooth and then kind of stretches it out, and it just it just leaves the tooth. That's all you. It's like a sheet of rubber, and then just that tooth that he's working on hanging out. But it's he's like it stops just fucking swallowing any debris. But anyway. But I'm sitting there just with this fucking balloon in my mouth. Trying to breathe. But it's an actual dental piece of equipment.
Well, you'll never be able to do it now if I think of that video.
And do you know what's weird? Is it still going to feel good for the lady? If you're getting the old down south with the mouth through a piece of plastic?
Just like an Isle of Spore bag?
Only one way to find out.
This one has zips on, guys. Wouldn't recommend.
I know, you know there's some lunatic just going to be like, fucking, I don't have a dental down, but I do have an Isle of Spore bag.
Could you not just, you know...
Finger her?
No. Could you not just, you know, wait for 4 or 5 days? And not do that?
Yeah.
To me,
you don't know who,
admin. You know?
You don't know who's dying to do it. Like, is the girl just like, I can't fucking go another second without someone to eat my box? Or is the dude or the other partner just being like, man, I'm starving?
I don't think that's why people do it, because they're starving.
Or they've just been watching Blade and they're like, man, I've had a couple of drinks. Let's throw caution to the wind.
I mean, I don't know.
I'm feeling vampire-y. And the big question is, where do you get a fleshlight with 3 pubes on it? Like this lady had.
I think that looks like a DIY project. That looks like an art attack.
I bought this fucking thing here, and I've just glued some of my own pubes to it. Where's my phone? I've put some of my own pubes on this fleshlight.
I mean, I get it. She's trying to be educational, I guess.
What you could do is you could just get like a fleshlight and then just press it face down on our bedroom floor. Lift it up. Very puby.
Why is it puby? What have you been doing?
Being alive in it.
Oh, just being alive.
That's what they're hoovering out of the bed when I'm the bed warm ogre back in the old times.
So you're so hairy that you don't know what it is. Like, sometimes I'm like, is this pubes all over this place? And I'm like, oh, it's actually just your chest hair. Because if you get a bath, the bath is covered in hair as if you've been shaving your legs, but it's actually just coming from your chest and back.
Weirdly, my legs aren't that hairy.
No, none of the things that can be hairy are hairy for you, but everything else is.
What? Can be hairy for you?
Yeah, like legs and stuff. Yeah.
What can be hairy for you? See all. We've got questions here. Do you want to do them? Have you time?
All right, go for it.
Or do we... No. Someone's going to have to... We're going to have to go soon. Are we going to have to go or do we have to half?
We have to half.
We have to half. Okay, let's rattle through these questions
normally
then.
You normally do this on Patreon, don't you?
Yeah, but we can include it this
okay,
week.
Okay, do some.
I'll do another Patreon separately.
You can do the rest of them then.
Was that the Glasgow game? I haven't vetted these at all, so... Ketchup or brown sauce in a fry-up? Let's get the hard-hitting issues out of the way.
I'm a ketchup person, but...
If I'm getting a breakfast...
Let me read them to you, right?
But some of them might be sexually to me.
Shut up. No, they're not.
They might be like calling of two dental dams here. You're looking licked out.
Right, you just said some of them might be sexually to me, which is not... the phrase of someone who gets this often.
Send me some nudes, someone. I'm busy and successful.
You want nudes?
I want unwanted nudes.
You think you want nudes until you see the nudes, probably.
Well, someone did send me a picture of their cock once. It was gross. Gross. It wasn't a photogenic cock.
Was that...
Like mine.
Was that marked in your chair? In the bath, was it?
Look that for a gyoza.
Ketchup or brown sauce and a fry-up?
On a fry-up, brown sauce. On a breakfast sandwich, ketchup.
But you have both of those for breakfast, so...
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
It's freezing in here, man.
When's Blender Lost Tapes being released for people who couldn't make it to your show?
Great question. Thanks for that. I need a little think about how to do it, because it's really fun. We might do one more preview, like premiere night, just to have another event, another fun event.
Mm-hmm.
There's talk of that, like an actual screening in a cinema, maybe mix it in with a bit of stand-up, something like that.
There is fun things.
Yeah, and I'll pick a date. It'll definitely be out before Christmas, but I don't know if people will want to wait that long. But I do want to ramp it up a wee bit,
because
I want to get people, as many people to watch it as possible.
Excellent. Was that the Glasgow gig? Was unreal. How did that compare to other gigs?
It was right up there.
Excellent.
It was right up there. They were all like great in different ways. So like Edinburgh was obviously like in the Monkey Barrel, so underground dungeon vibes. Felt very secret, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It was great. Glasgow again was just like underground, absolutely packed. It's got that little element of wildness because it's Glasgow, but it was great. Manchester was great, different vibe again, different layout, cabaret style, a bit more of a show type thing going on. And then Liverpool was just, it was in the smaller room in hot water, so it was just people, I mean, like literally if I had an erection, it would hit someone in the mouth. It was, that's how close they were. Now that's a bad example. I should have said something like, I was standing on their toes.
Yeah, that is bad.
But they were like, they were a bit too close. Like if it was a person just standing in the street, you'd be like, bro, get the fucking, but people were right there.
Proper comedy club.
Glasgow was it was right up there.
Excellent.
It was great.
Okay, next one. Show your tattoos. You can't even show them all because most of them are on your ass, aren't they?
Yeah.
What have you got?
Do you know what? I might do that as a separate video.
Okay.
I'm going to write that down.
That's a Patreon one then, because you're going to have to take your top off.
Imagine me just in one of those fucking Japanese rope nappies. You know the rope nappies?
Are you going to show your back one? Your first one?
The wee rope nappies. And it's just
rope
a mask.
Nappies.
I'll not show the back one. It needs covered up / removed.
Oh, what about this one?
Got the day after a car crash. Wasn't in the right frame of mind, to be honest with you.
Are you okay, lad? Worried about you?
Who said that?
Me? No. There you go. You've been busy? You've
show
just
me
been
that.
Busy?
Show me that.
There you go, lad.
Where's that say?
There.
Are you okay, lad? Worried about you? I'd love to know in what way is he worried about
I think
me?
As well, as we said, because it seems like 9 years, because you've been so busy, but it's genuinely been 2 weeks that you've just been flat out, and we've probably had at least 60 to 80% of our year's work happening in 3 weeks. It's been absolutely nuts. Absolutely nuts. Oh, this is one. Oh, this is maybe for me. Actually, did Maureen like her name growing up? I'm pregnant with a girl and it's a contender, though husband not convinced.
Did What's I a contender? Your name?
It must be. Yeah, did Maureen like her name? I'm pregnant and it's a contender. Well, it's yes and no, weirdly, because that's not helpful, but no, because whenever I think it's to do with when you're growing up. So whenever I was growing up, so like I'm in school,
Brittany
and like
and Christina,
yeah, you know what I mean, like I'm in primary school, obviously, like, you know, mid-90s, and secondary school then towards 2000s, everyone was called things like Emma and I mean literally there was 3 Danielles in my class in secondary school. It was all Emmas and Danielles and very like blah blah blah. So Maureen was always like, oh my god, I hate being called Maureen, I sound like an old woman. And there was also that stupid advert, like 118 or whatever, Maureen's, people say that. So I used to be like, oh my god, I sound like an old woman. However, I actually did like it because I was the only Maureen. So because I grew up in a class where like everyone had the same names, it was literally just like, there's the Emmas, there's the Danielles, there's the Kiras, like it was just the same, and there was a few other ones like that. I was the only Maureen in the whole school. I was the only one with an Irish spelling name like that, Maureen. And anytime, like, say, like a new teacher, they'd always have to be like, oh, how do you say the name? And everyone sort of knew it would be my name. And so I kind of liked the uniqueness of it. So I enjoy a unique name. As in, like, not many people my age are called Maureen. And I don't really know any... Well, I don't know anyone with it spelled in Irish. So yeah. I do like that.
I mean, obviously it's come with
I do like that.
It's handlings because...
Yeah, it's really annoying.
Spelling and people are... You'd be like, this is my wife, Maureen. And they'd be like, oh, I've seen it on paper, Maureen. And you're like, bro,
the only thing I don't
Maureen.
Like... Yeah, I don't like that when people see it, they don't think it's Maureen. So, which is why whenever we had a child, we called him Eddie. And we literally have on his birth certificate Eddie because I didn't want it to be... You know, he's called Daddy, but it's really, you know, Edward. So
Eduardo.
Everything is going to be Edward. I didn't want Eduardo. Edward. So we did Eddie, and I wanted it to be like very obviously, like, you know what his name is if you were to read it out loud.
Mm-hmm.
If someone saw it, they know Eddie. they know it. So that's the only thing. It's not a great Irish name in terms of not everyone would know that that's what Maureen is. People would not assume that's what it is. So yes and no. I mean, I think I've grown to like it, but as a child, I did not like the fact that people didn't know how to say it.
Yeah.
It felt like I always had to explain myself, and you're like, oh, well, for fuck's sake. And your name's never on things. Yeah. That's sad.
They're going to have a daughter called Colin now. Cool.
Yeah, I have Colin. I have some born to Colin. How did you propose? Colin didn't propose.
I told this.
I would like a proposal, you know.
I told this.
I would like a
I'd
proposal.
Like fucking 2 seconds to be able to talk. I was talking. You're not getting a proposal. No, I told that story on the Mild High Club. They're like, how'd you propose? And I was like, sure, I didn't even bar my hole. We just went and bought a ring. But that has its magical to. Here's the thing. It's all a lot of horseshit. No, here's the thing. I was just like, it was a self-esteem problem.
Was it?
I was like, I wanna do it when I feel like I'm good enough to be doing it.
I like how you've made this all about you. I will do.
Well, there's you assuming. Well, there you go. You're assuming that it's all about the girl. And
yes, it is. Obviously, it's well, the one time it's about.
But
us.
It doesn't mean anything, really. You know, it's like shit. People get proposed after 2 weeks. Who gives a flying fuck? Does it?
The thing is, you can't. I think the problem is, I love surprises. I love people surprising me with things.
Mm-hmm.
You don't.
I love surprises.
You don't like them, and you can't do them because the minute you buy something, you have to tell the person.
Yeah.
You've never been able to keep a surprise or even a present or anything. It has to be as soon as it is come
and you know
to light.
And you know what's great about that? Presents all year round.
I know, it is true. Like, it is good.
I mean, I am incredibly...
No, it was quite nice, actually,
I'm
to
incredibly
go,
generous.
No, it was a fun wee day then, because then I got to go and, like, choose a ring, and it was all very exciting.
And you picked... We sort of, like, I was like, I really like that one. You're like, I really like that one. And, oh my God, then it just fit perfectly. Amazing.
It was lovely. I still want to propose, though. I think you should still surprise me. So, 10-year wedding anniversary, I'm going to make you propose, okay?
I would do the wedding again.
Would you?
Yeah.
All right.
Hmm?
Yeah, let's do it. Like, let's do it. Like, did you see Rochelle Humes? Rochelle and Marvin Humes? 10-year anniversary? They did this big, giant, like, insane extra wedding.
Because I think I would feel, and we'd both probably be much better people.
Yeah, for sure.
Do you know what I mean? Like, just much better for people. Sure. It was all very, like, just caught up in the fucking, the white water vibes of organizing the wedding.
I mean, we did plan our wedding within 5.5 months.
Yeah, it's crazy.
That's not enough time. It was, though. We had a really good day, but it was, yeah, we did it quickly. It was good.
I would do one where just me and you enjoy it a lot more.
Like on holiday in Hawaii or something?
Yeah, like we're just going, listen, it's 10 minutes here and we'll fucking kiss everyone on the cheeks and you can fuck off and then we're just chilling.
Yeah, ours was a
that's
big
a real
planning,
wedding.
Really.
You know, you're making sure everyone's all right and fucking. Because the reality of a wedding is, oh, this is beautiful. Congratulations and everything. Can you go ahead and just fucking send us all that money now for your food? You know, it's very much an event as well.
Well, but a lot of people do them in hotels, come on, they don't have to organize stuff like we did. Once again, we organize it like we were
all right,
putting
well,
on
we'll
a
do
show.
A, we'll do another one in a hotel. Where do you want to in a hotel?
No, I want to go on
a hotel. Let's do a hotel.
No, let's do.
Chimney Corner.
No, I want. If I was getting married again, let's go abroad.
Yeah.
Let's go somewhere warm. Yeah.
To really sort out the fucking the wheat from the chaff.
Yeah.
We're getting married in Dubai. Who really wants to be there?
Cash. I'll go myself.
Okay.
I'll have one myself, actually. Right, what's your biggest pet peeve when it comes to social media? So many.
I hate the fucking, you know... Oh man, I'm just fucking. I've been pestered to death. Like, we know that it's the game of staying in people's faces and fighting for attention. Don't act like you're just, oh, I'm just here. Just thought I would fucking jump on here and because I've been asked 15 times. Listen, I know that you can't go a day without fucking getting some attention online. Just be that way. You know what I mean?
Yeah, the farce of it all. Yeah.
Yeah, the fucking like, just I'm not really. Or they come on, they're like, oh, hi, you know that I'm a fucking, you know, bikini model. Sorry, I've no makeup on. And sorry, my marble floor has a t-shirt on it. No, fuck up, will you? Who gives a shit?
I know. Sorry. Oh, there's God. Actually so many things that annoy me.
Hey, guys. Sorry, someone asked me about my recipe for these fucking vegan brownies. Sorry I didn't get time to put a bra on or whatever. But anyway, listen, this is how I make them.
Or everyone just like showing you so many things. You're like, no one cares about this. Like, people I follow, they're maybe like, they put up, I don't know, whatever stuff they wear or whatever. And then they're like showing you how they make their dinner. And like, I don't care how you make your dinner.
Well, that's it. I think
but people are trying to fill their feeds up with shit.
Social media is very much like, if you've started a certain way,
yeah,
it's almost like you have to stay a certain way, because that's hard, like, that's what you're wanted there for.
I know.
Now, am I, you know, if someone was like, Colin, do you want to do a cooking show? Yeah, I would do it. Fuck no, you. You know what I mean?
I actually hate when there's like celebrities, and I mean like big celebrities who are like genuinely multimillionaires. They act as if they have no money. So they'll be like, oh, I just, you know, made this out of two twigs that I got out of my garden. And I just ordered this from eBay, you know, and I bid on it and it was really cheap. And this is how I've made my bedside table. And you're like, just buy it.
I know.
You're not, you think they're more relatable because you made it out of twigs in your garden?
Just buy it. I cracked up. I turned blind boy off one day. You know, he was like, I ordered this thing from... There's an expensive version, but I got a Chinese version. Took 7 weeks to get here. Fucking buy it, bro.
Just buy it.
Get the fucking top of the range shit. I'm out here fucking bankrupt with all this wank. Don't even have time to record.
You're a busy man stuff.
I should have a fucking plastic. I should have a dental dam around my head.
Oh my God, be dental dam, man. Just your teeth out. There you go.
Right, one more question before we get out of here. Jesus Christ, my feet are freezing. How cold is this garage, man? What's going on?
Okay. Right, you changed your mind about everything's too hot and too warm all the time. Is DJ Belly's going on the next Love Island?
That'd be great.
I forgot about that one.
So
someone actually went, are you not fucking wrecked?
Who said that? Do you know what? It's funny. It's one of them things. You go ahead and you just plow forward with things and you're tired and you have naps on the sofa. And then you talk to someone like Mark McCartney and he's like, man, I don't know why you fucking did.
Well, that's because you're like a Labrador. You recharge really quickly. Like, if Colin fell asleep on the sofa accidentally, which never happens, you would wake up. That does happen because you're quite good at that. You can go to sleep for 15 minutes, wake up and be like full of energy.
Mm.
And I'm like, it would take me 15 minutes just to get myself comfy enough, you know?
Yeah.
And set the bed up and the nest and have all my things. And then I'll have to try and like slowly get myself to go to sleep. That takes an hour and a half. I can't go to sleep in 15 minutes.
Like sometimes, and I always get like, maybe it's like from doing comedy or something. I always get knackered at like dinner time. See when you're like, oh, we're all sitting down have dinner. I'm like, man, I'm fucking gonna go to sleep.
Yeah.
Like I lie down with Eddie in the sofa and be like, oh, what are we watching? And then I'll just be like,
yeah.
But then it literally does give me energy. I know some people are like, oh, I'm all fucking out of sorts and all. If I just fall asleep for a couple minutes, I'm like, zing.
You can plug yourself back in. It's really handy.
I was talking to Mark McCartney about this. My ideal day. Like literally just a 4 hour sleep in the late afternoon, and then I stay up all night, and then I go to bed for a wee bit, and I get up reasonably early again, but I have 2 4-hour blocks.
Well, that's like having a newborn, isn't it?
Yeah.
Be like a newborn. Yeah,
busy and successful and like a newborn.
Newborn dog. Puppy. Top five podcast guests, dead or alive.
I hate these questions because I literally need like a bunch of research.
I mean, Anthony Bourdain, obviously.
Bourdain would be great.
What a great.
I did answer this for like a newspaper thing one time. Like I said, like Hunter S. Thompson, which, you know.
Would you though?
Did you read my book? No, I didn't, bro. Carry on. Bourdain, Matty Matheson.
Bob Mortimer,
Action Bronson.
Dylan Warren.
Tommy Dern.
Yeah. You want people with good voices for stories and good stories.
Yeah, like me. Like a busy and successful Colin Garrett. My voice.
Yeah.
My whiny voice. Who else?
See, you like quite an eclectic mix of things. Because you could like...
Jack White.
That's what I mean. From music, there's like probably like rugby stars you would talk to. Comedy people. People from the film world.
I'm all of these people.
Dental dam lady.
Shout out to Ireland for beating South Africa. Unbelievable. See that? And we were in Dublin too watching that.
We went
to the pub first. And we stood in the pub and just listened to a load of dudes in brown shoes shout at the telly.
I think it's the time you see most like just regular lads, you know?
What?
When you're watching rugby.
I seem like a regular lad.
Yeah, just like watching sports, you know. I don't really say it often. Because normally you're just, you know, talking to me about freaking dental dams and things that people's husbands don't normally talk them about.
Well, that's funny. Like, I remember talking about, like, when I mean, it was absolutely ludicrous idea. I was like, I might go to Skankfest in Vegas with Aaron.
Yeah.
And I entertained the idea for about a day. But, and I was like, you know, you're battling with, like, guilt and stuff. I'm like, can I go away just on a leisure trip? Business or pleasure? Leisure. And then I think you said something like, sure, well, you're not, like, one of these people who's, like, you know, in the pub two nights a week and, you know, watching football and going on golf trips and all. You don't do anything. Apart from talk shite. So maybe, yeah, go ahead. Go to Vegas.
Yeah.
I'm glad I didn't now, because I'm...
Well, you absolutely didn't have enough time.
Only ate ramen and mushrooms. Magic mushrooms all the time. But anyway, don't tell us, man. Any more questions before we go? We'll do one more. Jesus Christ.
There is. Hold on. I need to open the phone again.
God. Can you not get in my Instagram from your thing?
I can, but this is your phone, so...
Just remember, if you're sending nudes...
I'll do one that you can answer maybe quicker. You can answer the rest. There's plenty, so you can answer another one.
Okay.
Best night of your life in terms of comedy. Oh,
I'd say the SSE there was pretty... It was really pretty sweet. Yeah.
Oh, that's nice. It's actually nice to be the most recent big thing you've done. You don't want it to be like, well, 10 years ago I did one good gig.
Got to do something very original.
Yeah.
Big piece of work come out the end of it. I thought my set went very smoothly. You know, my friends of... well, none of my friends were there, actually. My family were there. You were healthy. Do you know what I mean?
Nice.
Happened, isn't it? You know, it just was smooth, man.
Yeah.
Smooth night.
You always want, though, your best thing in your career to be the most recent, though, really, don't you, when you think about it?
I mean, there's things that are like...
That's really nice to have.
Yeah, there's things that are like, you know, maybe like doing the Kevin Hart thing felt like a, you know, like a big sort of like, oh, we're... like a certain level, you know, serious, busy, successful guys. Even getting booked for like very decent spots at like Ivy Gardens, you know, we were like, oh, you're going on before Tommy Tiernan, and you've... your own show is the last show of the thing, and all, you know, like big steps. Like, why is my nose so itchy? Big steps like that are good, but then that's just like a progression in a thing that's slightly outside of your immediate world. So it feels like, oh, fuck, this is good.
Yeah.
Sold out show in Galway. Oh, shit. But, like, to do, you know, like, start making videos 10 years ago, make a documentary thing that's basically like a fucking movie to celebrate that, to show it, think it's class, to do a set that was written basically since, like, the end of January this year. It's not even a full year to get, like, a full hour out or whatever. And it all just go really smoothly. It's great.
Yeah, and also I think as well, because it's like, it's a big Belfast audience. It's nice to have them be like your best show to date.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
Absolutely.
That's a really good thing. Oh, that's lovely, Colin. That's lovely.
That's lovely.
That's nice.
That's lovely.
Anyway, you're back now.
Now get them fucking bins out.
Yeah. Back to me telling you things to do. You really were back, and then I was like, right, well, with this to do, we're already behind on this, we need to do this. You're like, fuck!
I know.
There's no time. We're so busy all the time. It's fantastic, but we're busy.
No, well, honestly, like, you know, we've got Laveries and everything running, but I'm just going to take a wee chill from actually doing stand-up. Because you need it to, and it's not like I'm fucking tired or lazy. It's like, I'm doing nothing but stand. Yeah. You know, I'd like to go fucking do something. You know, let me experience Christmas. Let's go to fucking the Netherlands in the new year. Let's do a few things then talk about. Because that's what ends up happening to comedians. They're like, isn't it mad? It's like the airplane food thing. What's the food like on a plane? Mad.
Because everyone's... oh, this happened
to me.
Time
this happened to me in an airport. Oh, is it a fucking Apple Greens and some concert? That's all that happens. Need to go do some stuff. So that's it.
Lovely.
Lovely.
Busy.
Let's get out of here, Maureen.
Let's get our
hair. I'll do the Patreon one separately. Patreon.com/generalbanter for more stuff. We're going to have the 12 pods of Christmas coming out this year.
So it's and November now, and there is lots of plans.
And I'm starting recording one tomorrow. So where the ball is...
one I'm excited about.
the ball, and they're going to be serious chats, none of this fucking faffing about trying to.
And we're maybe going to do something fun as well that we've talked about for a while, but obviously.
What's that? Dental dams?
No, Colin.
Busy and successful. Don't have 4 or 5 days to wait. Get it on. Get it on. Use this. What is it? It's like a Ziploc for pages.
Yeah.
Slap it on. That'll be big enough for my crack.
Oh, you want me to do it to you?
Yeah.
No, dental thank you.
Right, listen.
Listen.
Cheers for listening, guys. It's back. We're back. We just give you a quick catch up there. Get on the Patreon. I'm going to record a separate Patreon episode.
If you want to see Colin installing his dental dam my on dental his dam ass.
And my ass.
Catch it over on
I've
Patreon.
I've been assured it still feels great. what else we got? Patreon.com. There was a handful of the Barry the Blender limited edition Armageddon t-shirts going up. The private security ones. I'll put them up for sale. And if they sell quickly, I might reorder them because it's a pretty badass t-shirt.
Yeah.
But most of them went at the SSE. What else? London. Go to London. If you're in London, tell your friends. I will be at the Leicester Square Theatre for one night only. Looking at watches and then casually doing a gig. But anyway, that's it. Anything else to plug, Maureen?
No, thank you.
Thank you.
No. Lavery's.
Lavery's
it's
Comedy
on every
Club.
Wednesday,
every
obviously.
Bastard week, Wednesday, Thursday, selling
flat
out.
We're
booking. There's people coming in from all sorts of corners of the world to do gigs. It's going to be fantastic. And that's it. Big things to come.
Time to put the bins out.
Time to put the bins out. Take care of yourselves, guys. Yeah.
Back
okay,
to
bye. Okay, bye.
Goodbye.
Thanks, Maureen.
Love you, bye.
We'll do a handshake. I love you, bye. I love you, dirty bastard.
Dirty bastard.
All right, big kisses.
Up the raw.
Yeah!